guys in a lot of close games this year, and you haven't been able to pull any of them out yet. What goes into to winning those games, and why haven't you guys been able to pull one of those out?
At the end of the day, it's execution. You know, flat and plain and simple. You've got to be able to execute at a high level in order to pull those games out. And I think, you know, that comes with experience, that comes with playing together. But, you know, ultimately you have to focus in and play one snap at a time and realize that every single snap counts, and that when you're out of position for one, you know, and that could be the game changer. And when you've got multiple people saying my bad, you know, and doing different things, I mean, you don't execute, that's how you get beat in this league. You know, every competition is super stiff. Every game's going to be tight, you know. And so I don't think, you know, we haven't, other than one game, other than Cincinnati, you know, there hasn't been one game where we couldn't feel like, we don't feel like we could have won. So it's difficult, tough. It's definitely tough to think about and to come to that realization that, you know, we could – this season could be completely different if we would just execute those little details.
Along those lines, I mean, I think the Giants are like 8-2 and games decided by 7 points or less. You know, a couple of those games go one way, and then you guys, a couple games go your way. And
right.
Probably talking about a whole different set of subjects.
Absolutely. And, you know, ultimately it's on us. Ultimately, we have to make the plays to win the games down the stretch. And again, you know, that could mean a big play, missed opportunity in the second quarter, you know, or early in the game. Doesn't necessarily have to be at the very end. You know, you just want to put yourself in position and build that momentum throughout the game.
The Pro Bowl ruling was announced tonight. Do you feel like you're playing in the Pro Bowl, and is it relevant to you?
Right. I mean, it's obviously a goal of mine. Not going to sit here and say it's not. Obviously, it'd be an honor, but my number one goal is to win games. My number one goal is to be the best linebacker I can be for this team, for this defense, you know, and let the chips fall where they may. You know, that's really been my mentality this whole season, and you know, I don't see that changing at all.
How would you assess your
defense? Personally, you know, I think it's been all right. You know, I've grown a lot. Obviously, new defense. I think I've got a lot of guys around me who have made me better. You know, we've put a lot of work into this year. It's disappointing the way it's turned out. But you know what? You can always see the light at the end of the tunnel. And I think that we're able to see that. And, you know, that's really the focus. The focus is turning it around, you know, making plays and finishing this season right.
Challenges by
on a
short week here.
Yeah, just physicality, not being able to go out there and have, you know, coaches are trying to pull back a little bit on the physical aspect. You know, it's nice to have that every once in a while, just so you're getting game speed reps. But at the same time, you know, you got to supplement with more film study. You know, getting in on your own, making sure you're on point with all the little things, because you might not see that look out there on the field because you're not getting as many reps.
Last year, obviously, you were playing the Redskins, and they celebrated a division title on your field. How much extra motivation is it that, you know, to not let the Giants clinch a playoff spot?
Yeah, I mean, we're hearing that mainly, honestly, from you guys. For us, it's more about us. You know, at the end of the day, we want to win because we want to win. We've got a lot of pride on this team. You know, and we feel that we deserve, you know, to win these last few games. We feel like the first time we played the Giants, we had an opportunity, and we didn't execute. We weren't able to capitalize on the opportunity. You know, so I think this win is more for us than it is for them. You know, we don't want them to go, but obviously we don't. But you know, we want to win the game because we need this win. We need to turn this around. You know, losing this many games in a row is not acceptable, and we understand that.
At the same time, like, this is, I think, going to be the third game against a team that pretty much needs to win to, you know, keep the playoff hopes alive and all that. Like, for you guys, does that kind of show you, like, the kind of intensity, I guess, that, I mean, I know you guys play with that intensity anyway, but, like, kind of at a different level a little bit? You know, the fact that these
guys your question is, like, we play at a different intensity because of this?
For younger guys, I guess, do you think they get a chance to see, like, the intensity level, you know, playing, like, one of those games that you got to have in order to win?
I don't know. This time of the year, you know, you've got to win in December. So that's how the league is. It's always going to be that way around this time. So I don't know. I think if you're talking about must-win games, I feel like in my mentality, the way I'm wired, every win is a must-win game. You know, obviously, once you get in December, you're playing for, you know, things are kind of defined a little bit and you understand your situation. But to me, every game is a must-win.
It's 14 games this season.
Definitely a guy who cares, coach who cares, coach who wants to see us succeed, does everything he can to put us in position to do that, listens to us. You know, obviously you guys know about the Players Council. You know, we've had some good conversation in there. And, you know, he takes it serious, just like we take it serious, and that there's good communication. You know, he's a guy who wants to do everything right and do everything possible to put us in a position to win. And, yeah.
You and Nigel, you guys are constantly around the football, having an opportunity to play with him. What are some of the things that you've seen from him as a football player, as a linebacker?
Yeah. Nigel is, you know, you can watch him and realize how physical he is, how athletic he is. What y'all don't see is how smart he is. You know, he is a talented football player, but he understands the game, understands the way the defense is supposed to work. And does a good job, you know, helping me. And I think we've really built a really good chemistry this season, talking to each other on the field. You know, if he sees something, he yells it out. You know, we're kind of gelling together really well right now. And it's been a lot of fun playing next to him. But he's a great player. You know, I can't say enough about him.
A big emphasis when the Eagles hired Doug Boyles, about this point. Areas we don't see. So I guess Monday to Saturday, how does he show that to you guys? How does he have that in his repertoire?
How does he have?
Have the understanding of the locker room, the pulse of the locker room.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it starts with that leadership council and you know, speaking to him, being vocal, being honest, him being honest with us being honest with him. And just kind of talking about the direction we're going, you know, and that's really all, you know, he can do is try and convey the direction and show us how he's doing that. And then us take the reins of it and push it in that direction. And again, I my opinion, it's on the players to push it, this team, the locker room, into the direction that we want it to go. So, you know, he's done a great job so far. You know, I think, you know, obviously we're all held accountable, but he's done a good job.
Thanks, sir.